Ode to the grilled fava bean. I love when the ideal weather comes around when at the same time there are so many options for fresh produce, either at the farmer's market or local grocery store. I tend to lean toward my grill and smoker for most of my cooking when the weather turns hot and steamy. Beans are one of those vegetables that are spectacular on the grill, but they get even better when you add a few wood chunks. I'll show you how to prepare fava beans for the grill and give you my easy, foolproof technique for incorporating wood chunks for flavor. Grill setup. Before preparing the fava beans, get the gas grill heated by turning on only half the grill's burners, which will be the side that radiates out the heat and holds the smoker box. For the smoker box, I'm using a stainless steel model that has a hinged lid. I place 3 double fillet wood chunks from Smokin'Licious in the box in a combination of woods. I'm using hickory, white oak, and sugar maple to give me a great smoke balance to the beans. This will ensure I don't overpower with the smoke vapor. By placing the smoker box with chunks on the grill grate as it preheats, it will be smoking by the time you have the beans ready. Simple bean prep. There is little to do with the fava beans before they go on the grill. Wash them to start to make sure all the dirt and debris is removed. Pat dry with a paper towel and then move them to a cutting board. Remove any leaves and cut just the stem end to remove the stem. Place in a disposable foil pan, spread out evenly, and add roughly 6 tablespoons of butter to the beans, as well as salt and fresh ground pepper. That's it. Leave the bean pods intact as they are going to act like a miniature steamer to cook the beans and ensure they don't become over-smoked. The grill act. With the grill heated and the wood chunks smoking in the smoker box, place the pan of beans on the unlit side of the grill and close the cover. Check that your grill temperature steadies out at about 375 degrees Fahrenheit. If lower, simply increase the heat setting on the active burners. Too high, decrease the heat setting. Leave the beans untouched for about 30 minutes. Return to the grill, stir the beans, and check the wood chunks. If the chunks are still emitting smoke, close the grill lid and leave for an additional 10 minutes or so, or until fork tender. Remove the pan from the grill and allow to cool for about 10 minutes. Buttery, smoky finish. After the beans have cooled enough to be handled, take each pod and push the beans out one end into a bowl. You may keep the empty pods to use for making broth or for puree in a sauce or smoothie. These fava beans are now ready for you to enjoy as is or use in your favorite recipe. For me, I'm taking my fava beans and making a dip with goat cheese, lemon, and tarragon. What's your favorite vegetable to grill and or smoke? Leave us a comment and subscribe for more great recipes, techniques, tips, and the science behind the smoke and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.